Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis.
What's up, guys? This is Chucky Fuego.
Yeah, yeah, it's the highest of high, Marty Grimes. Welcome back to the show.
Toking with the Stars. On Toking with the Stars, we chill with the dopest people and smoke the finest flavors. Yeah.
And today, we have the legendary Gumbo team.
Yee!
Alexis Major and Luca.
What up, though?
What's up?
Alexis Major.
The biggest.
It smells loud over there. It smells really loud over there.
We're only loud. We're the loudest on the block.
For the people who may not know you in our audience, give a little background. What's Gumbo? Who's Alexis Major? Who's Luca? What's him?
Man, Alexis Major is a number one 101 hustler.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Hey!
The biggest to ever do it.
So
in the culture, in cannabis, period.
There you go.
Big Gumbo, bow. Luca Brasi, so be outside.
When did Gumbo start?
2018.
And what brought it about?
Look at us now.
Wow.
Yeah, what brought it about?
You know, basically, you know, we've always been in the game of cannabis from a very young age, me and Luca. And we just got the opportunity to catch a wave with everyone else, you know, being
a
brand.
At the time, it was the Runts.
Yeah, at the time, we were down with Runts.
Okay.
And
Young LB,
I remember this wave.
Young LB literally came and found me by the way of Ray Balmer, and we made history. But what Alexis and I did was we're a little older, I want to say, so we have a little
probably
bit.
A lot older.
Black don't crack, man.
Yeah.
Hey.
So we have a lot more stability and structure. So we just saw what others were doing, and we just monopolized off of it.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Work smarter, not harder, right?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
No, yeah, there's all these waves that come into the cannabis industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I do remember when Runts, I mean, it's still a household name.
Oh,
right now.
For sure.
100%.
For sure.
But, like, I remember when Skywalker OG was the household name. You
yeah.
know? I remember, you know, when we had all of our OGs come through and stuff like
yeah.
that.
I was a huge OG fan.
Yeah. We had, Gorilla Glue. Like
hey.
OG Gorilla
oh
Glue.
Oh my gosh.
They call Zilla sometimes in the hood. Luca, they call him Zilla because he's a tyrant. So we called the Zilla Gorilla.
And it went crazy.
Ooh. So that was our first, like, you know, branding situation.
So what's the genetics on the Gumbo?
Well, we never give up our exact genetics, but I'll just let you know that it's all candy. You know what I mean?
It's all candy. That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
So one thing I've heard is that you guys do a lot of help with the black community as far as getting their businesses up and running who might have had prior charges. Like, tell us a little bit about that, because that's, like, beautiful, because this is what's really needed. You know what I mean?
But one thing about Gumbo, though, it has a very sweet undertone. The taste is candy, like Alexis said. And we just want to let, you know, just so we don't, like, you know, scare the people off. Like, oh, no, they don't want to let us know. It's a secret sauce.
Mm-hmm.
It has a little bit of Skittles mixed with some Runts in there.
There we go. Because mm-hmm.
that's
we
where
go.
It originated from.
Okay.
And, you know, like she said, we have our secret sauce in there. That's the gumbo that you would never get. If we gave it to you, you wouldn't know what to do with
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Hey, we got a little taste right here on
yeah.
Struggle with the
Stars. No, you got a lot of taste.
Yeah,
you got a lot of taste.
We got a lot of taste.
Terps right here. Come on, man.
And, maybe you can let them know, you know, what it does, or the Terps for you, because everyone has a different palate.
That's
and
true.
We just want to let you guys. That's why we gave out so much to everybody on a walk-in, because
yeah,
we want
got a twist one.
We want to know, you know, what does gumbo, what did it do for you, what were the effects, how did it taste, and
but also we want you to know what real gumbo is, because so many people re-rock us that you know, when you taste real gumbo, you know fake as soon as you smoke it. You know the terpenes are not right. Gumbo babies are gumbo babies.
No,
they
disrespect.
Know when it's, yeah, no disrespect.
I got my Bay guys on the walk-in, but you can't buy a pack of gumbo from the Bay. You can't buy a pack of gumbo from L.A.
Listen up.
You can only buy a pack of gumbo from me.
There we go. Listen up.
If you're getting re-rocked and they're telling you that you're buying gumbo, bah,
you're not.
It's a lie. So don't fall for that shit. Yeah. And, you know, we work hard to bring you guys quality control. We're not spraying our weed and giving you these candy colors and this dye that, you know, numerous amounts of other people do that we don't have to call any names, because y'all know what they're doing. So when they ask us, like, you know, how did you guys from 2018 to 2023 just stay in everyone's mouth, so to speak, and on everyone's tongue, is because we know what smokers love.
Yeah, and quality control is number one.
So it's not really that hard.
QC.
Like, you know, you could keep on gaffing people, but eventually when you get that one young kid, they'll be like, yo, bro, I put that weed unk in a cup and it turned brown. Like, that's what they're doing? Like, no, I only love gumbo.
That.
That's it. So that's what we stand on.
And that's definitely the difference, you know.
A brand that you can trust.
Being a part of the culture.
A brand that has integrity. When nobody's looking, you're still getting a good pack.
Oh, yeah. There we go. That's the difference. Yeah, people who actually appreciate
the product. But also answering your second question about our community, we definitely put people in place to be able to monopolize off of our brand, because we're not hoarders of wealth. You know, and
no,
I think
definitely teach and give financial freedom.
Definitely. And
to everyone that we come across with and as part of the gumbo family. And we just want to give them generational wealth.
Yeah. Because
so
it starts with capitalism.
We don't only talk it, but we practice it and we implement it into all of our people's lives.
And you know, we see people get mad. They're like, oh yeah, y'all might have the this, but you don't got the that, and they talk crazy. But at the end of the day, gumbo will always grow because we empower others.
Exactly. You're not focused on what you don't have.
Nah, we're not focused on nobody but ourselves, and we're focused on our community and focus on empowering our people.
And you grow on one
the
at
cannabis
a time.
Community.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, this Christmas that just passed, we had Kodak Black. We signed him to gumbo. He has a smack of gumbo on the way.
Whew.
And he came from Miami to New York.
We took over Times Square.
They
shut it
down.
We
brought out the whole Target, every last toy that they had, and we gave it back in Times Square and
that
did the next day.
Amazing.
We went to 135th Street in Harlem, and it was called the Miracle on 135th Street.
Talk
we rented
shit.
Out of school, and we gave away another $1 million in toys.
Yes, we did.
Computers, bicycles, TVs,
clothes.
And it was so cold, right?
Big ass
and it was like a three. It was like a three-block line for the kids to get in, but they were standing out there like from 5 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
And it was so cold that we ordered two.
Big buses,
so like
that
the tour buses,
get inside the
so
bus,
they can get inside
you
and just
know,
stay warm
buses.
And just be heated until it was time for them to go inside the venue.
But also too, we don't give away like corny gifts either. We did bikes, TVs, tablets,
computers,
iPads. We gave away
things
every kid
progress.
A coat.
Many books.
Educational stuff that you know. After they got their toy, they got a book and they got a coat.
Because we want to teach them that gumbo is not all, no, it's not only a flower, but it's a brand, and we want to bring awareness and we want to bring education to the community and to the culture and teach them about this flower that's really helping people. Because it started out with Alexis and I building a brand as really an opioid saver, like, all right, let's get these kids off these perks and this lean, and let's get them on this gumbo. Mm-hmm.
And also, too, the number one thing that we do, Michelle Smalls, Queen of Harlem, you know, gave us the rules of it. We really let kids pick their own toys. We don't let any adults in the situation.
Yeah, because it gets crazy.
The parents are like, I told you to get a TV.
Yeah.
But a kid should be able to pick their own toy. And that's what gumbo is. You know what I'm saying?
Awesome.
It's about
awesome.
Doing what you want to do, and it's from the heart.
And I also want to say that it's not about religion, because I'm a Muslim. And even on Christmas, like I said, we gave away a couple of $1 million worth of toys back to the kids in the community, because no child or kid, like Alexis said, should be deprived of having a gift or feeling what we felt as children coming up. And just, you know, our parents being fortunate enough to buy us things that we want. You know, after a while, we knew that there wasn't a Santa Claus, but we knew that we were looking forward to getting something because we were good all year and we did good in school and so on and so forth. So we always like to be organic. And we're like the OGs. They call us auntie and uncle.
Hey. I was about to say, man, like, just to hear you say a brand, it sounds like you're a family. Bro.
Yeah, it's a family community.
Like, real shit, the way that you taking care of others around you and you building up individuals piece by piece, you know what I mean? Coming out of bad situations and helping create wealth in your community to make that a better place.
It's like, a selfish situation, though. We get a lot of endorphins and a good feeling when we give. It's a sick thing, too, because we give, like, and when we go to dinner every night, we buy probably, what, 2 tables dinner? We always know who is there for a birthday.
Look at that.
Like,
come on.
Yo, God gonna bless y'all forever.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. He already did, brother.
He already did.
He sat us down with you. We woke up this morning. We have our health, our wealth, our happiness. But we give because we have.
And we have each other,
because
which
we
a lot
give,
of people don't have.
Therefore, we will never be without. I'm going to say it again. We give because we have. We have because we give. Therefore, we will never be without. Ever.
I love that.
So, you know, we just want to keep giving the gift that never stops giving, and that's us. Sometimes you have to be a martyr. You have to be better and just show people that you can do it. Me, myself, I have no GED or high school diploma. No type of education, but look where I'm at today.
I'm degreed up.
So she's degreed up.
And I got every degree.
And guess what?
Which one you need?
And guess what?
Which one you need?
I'm not degreed up. So I'm just here to show you that you can do anything that you want to do, that you put your mind and your heart to. Don't let people tell you that you're not going to be nothing, that this is not going to work for you, because I'm the black sheep that became the billy goat.
Hell
yeah.
Here
we go, man.
And talk about it, because it's like, you might not have had that school education, but the school education ain't always the best education in the sense of what you're trying to do.
Man, I got friends that got felonies. You know? I got friends that have degrees. I got friends that are on their knees, and I can learn something from all of them.
Exactly.
So, because
we've all been different places in life.
Yeah, it's facts.
Yeah, this is so much free knowledge. I always like to point this out on our show, that you gotta listen up to what they're saying, because this will get you very, very far. My bad, dude.
I'm blowing this category.
Yeah, the knowledge that they're spitting, it's like, take it to heart and actually run with it. Think about it and put it instilled in your life. Like, actually put it in your life, because this is some good knowledge right here.
And free game.
That. Yeah, and I heard that you guys also help people that are coming out of prison, correct?
Yeah.
Talk about that a little bit.
I mean, we employ everybody, anybody.
We just signed Max B.
Yeah, Max B's coming out of prison. Yeah. Shout out to him. That's Wave big. God. You know, Wave Gumbo coming soon.
We just signed Javonte Davis after the fight.
They said Javonte would never get anyone to endorse him because of his behavior. We mess with Javonte. Javonte is the AI of boxing.
And guess what? When Javonte went out that night, he has $5 million in jewelry. He only wore his Gumbo chain and a Daytona Rainbow to
Come
match
on.
It.
Let's go.
That's how much he deals with us.
I know the energy.
It was amazing.
He's the face of boxing, and they try to take that from him. You know, when you come from a background of adversity, there's going to be a lot of different things that people, you know, highlight other than the good. He's a good
And a
kid.
Lot of people don't be knowing the truth. Like, people really don't deal with people. Let's get this straight. So when Alexis and I, you know, the Gumbos walk in the building with a pristine box in our hand with $250,000 ticket present, it's like, who the hell are these people?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we're just a black cannabis owner, company, husband and wife that's putting on for the culture.
Yeah. And you know, in cannabis, they don't really respect us as the cannabis culture. They're, like, still looking at us. But if we were Kennedys with a thing of liquor, they'd let us right in. So
that's very true.
It's a lot. It's, you know,
talk it.
Adversity is adversity. We're going to just, they let us in. They let us through the door. It was a big mistake.
And we kicked the hinges off.
I feel like they had no choice just because we were sad.
Oh, man, nobody can outwork us.
You feel me?
No one.
We worked 365 days out of the
year. We made it our life.
That's every single day.
You even got a radio show, yeah?
Yes, we have our own radio show,
Hot 97.
Fly Trap Radio
Monday night at midnight. 12
midnight to 2.
Yeah. First radio show
first
in New York.
First black cannabis radio show.
That's a certified fact.
Fly Trap Radio.
You bring talking our shit. Well, yeah?
I bring on unsigned artists. I bring on artists that sign. We are the culture, and we will continue to circumvent our platform to others so that they can be heard and seen.
Yeah. Unc and Auntie, we outside.
Hell yeah.
So how did you connect to get the radio station?
God. Everything is through God.
And Funkmaster Flex.
Don't get goosebumps. Don't get goosebumps
now. Shout out
now.
To Flex. Go Flex.
God first.
Yeah, and definitely.
And everything else follows.
Definitely.
We're very God-fearing people. And, you know, we know that the secret in life is to do unto others as you would want them to do unto you.
That's
it's not
certified.
About money. It's not about being a millionaire, billionaire, zillionaire. Just treat people kind.
Yeah.
And, you know, fear God. And believe, you know, your first step is to believe, your second step is to ask God, and your third step is to receive.
Yeah.
And if you follow this pamphlet to life, it'll make things a whole lot easier on you guys. I know I make it seem simple, but y'all see me work every day. I just make it look like fun.
And you don't see him on his knees praying to Allah either. You know, we got together based on, you know, our promise to God, so... You know,
and what was that promise, Alexis?
That we would give away more money than we receive.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
And they still can't believe.
And they still hate it.
They hate it every day. They say, oh, all they do is shop. All they do is do. We give away way more than that.
I find that it's real funny that people think they even have the right to speak on what
you
like.
But that's, you know, that's the internet culture, though.
You take that shit with a grain of salt.
Chuck
it. You can talk as much as you want. I'm out here.
You know, microwave kids. Yeah. They just want to put it in. They want to eat fast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow, so. I like that. I like
microwave
that.
Kids.
You said a lot of things tonight that actually I live by, but haven't heard in the way that y'all have heard it, like what y'all had stated together. Like that, living by
oh,
that.
Oh, man, we need a ghetto Bible.
Damn. Put that shit out.
Yeah, the cannabis Quran. Coming to a store near you.
You feel me? No, what we're doing is we're going to have...
cannabis Quran.
We have our podcast and the interim that's coming up. So, you know, they're gonna be able to see us more often and be able to really dissect and be receptive of who we are.
And we're also getting into festivals too. You know, we just did a 420 pop-up.
It was amazing.
Where was that at?
It was in New Jersey.
Okay. Eventbrite, give me my money. It happened. I made that much.
And everybody went home safe. Everybody went home safe. There was no fights, no arguments, no pushing, no, you know, scuffling to get in. A lot of people didn't get in. And you know what Alexis and I did?
We apologize. We gave people their money back.
We gave people their money back. And we also sent them sweatsuits.
Yeah, $700 sweatsuits.
So, you know, we always make right on anything that we do. And I think that just being who we are, a black husband and wife in the cannabis culture and being at the forefront of it and being martyrs to it, like with the big name like Gumbo, you don't want to hear like, oh, okay, Gumbo had a 420, got shot up, somebody got beat up, somebody got stabbed.
Nah, everybody came in
peace, and everybody left in peace.
Yo, the artists were making more, like, they brought more people to the stage than, like, it was crazy. We couldn't get people to clear the stage.
It was like, every artist brought 20, Moneybagg Yo, Fat Joe, Remy Martin, Jadakiss.
I mean, do you, that's why.
Sosa Geekster.
Sure.
A plethora of others. Lola Brooke. Scarlett.
Scarlett.
It was just crazy, bro.
Oh my gosh.
We had too many performances. Everyone came. They were supposed to come. And Elizabeth, New Jersey?
Yeah.
A club called XL.
XL.
How big was the club?
It was huge.
4,000 people.
But 2,000 people were outside that couldn't get in.
Oh, my God. Gosh.
So if you ever hear 420 in New York City, it's the Gumbos.
Let's go. I'm about to be there with the Gumbo. Pound the Gumbo on the Marty Missile. We're going to smoke it in the YC.
You know what? We were so happy because every single vendor that was there made money.
Oh, that's great.
You know?
Oh,
and
that's good.
Like, that's all we really wanted.
It was like, okay, so let me tell you what it is, guys. It was a pop-up, but then you had Moneybagg Yo on stage performing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like unexplainable. Mm-hmm. You had to be there. And the people that were there, they still can't believe it. They were like, yo, this is the best concert that I've been to that I paid for in my entire life.
But Fat Joe doesn't even smoke, and he came and we were with him in Dubai the week before.
Oh wow!
And we didn't even we didn't ask him because he's a friend. You know?
And he doesn't smoke.
And he
doesn't smoke.
Yeah. So we didn't ask him to be on, and he called us like the day before. He was like, "I'm so offended."
Oh,
and I was like, "Fine." You know,
my
but
slot.
Yeah, no, he said,
"That's
listen,
our brother."
I'm gonna
man.
Be real with y'all because I like your energy and your vibe, right?
Oh, I appreciate.
Fat
appreciate.
Joe said to us, "If you guys do not put me on that flyer, there will not be a 420.
Oh,
you know, because Joey owns
dropped.
The city. Yeah, ooh. Man.
And the
yeah,
microphone
he
dropped.
The city.
And Fat Joe came and he did lean back.
Oh my God!
He brought Remy Martin out.
Oh my
And it was
gosh.
Just he just shook the whole building
he
and he
shook
left.
The building.
I could see that being down. One of the best concerts, you know what I mean, of a lot of
people's
lives.
It was a vibe,
like,
man.
That's a ridiculous
but now
concert.
Also, too, you know, Gumbo Brands, we are also a sponsor and heavily included in Summer Jam.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're a sponsor of Summer Jam. We can't wait for that. We're going to do a lot
and
of
And we have
interviews.
Our own rap snack. I'm sorry,
yes.
guys.
I was going to bring it up.
You know, we get so overwhelmed with this work and this work and this work and this work.
And you
got
a Gumbo-flavored rap snack. You know, Gumbo-flavored potato chip.
Cannabis.
And you guys are the first people on the bag that aren't artists.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. We got our own rap snack. I made it, Mom.
Congratulations.
I made it.
Yeah. That's awesome.
We on the fucking
show. I still can't believe it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You know the word impossible.
Even Master P's on one, but he rapped. You know what I mean? We are the first non-rappers on a rap snack. It's fire.
What's it taste like?
You got gumbo.
It tastes like gumbo.
Yeah,
because I know like Zapp's has a gumbo flavor. You know what I mean? You know Zapp's potato chips from New Orleans.
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry, Zapp's.
You need to talk to Zapp's. Maybe get something going with them. You
listen.
Know what I mean?
Oh man.
Rap snack or no snack?
No. We're 100% rap snack.
Rap snack or no
snack? Rap
snack
and we're outside.
Oh, I need to taste this. I need to find this.
I'm gonna send you a case for sure.
And the word impossible says I am possible. So don't let that go over your head.
Yo, these two are
anything
superheroes.
That you want to do, right?
They really
you
are.
Can do it.
They really are superheroes.
Like what?
And so I got one question before we take a break. How long has cannabis been in both of you guys' lives? How long have you been smoking cannabis?
Forever.
12 years old.
12 years old?
Yeah.
13.
Yeah.
All right. That means you smoked a lot of cannabis then, right? A lot
yeah.
of different
only,
flavors.
Only. See, I said, how many times I said only?
I think it's like four.
Only the best.
Only the best.
I never smoked dirt in my life.
I'm from
even
Connecticut.
As a
I smoked some dirt.
As
I'm
you
not
some
gonna
dirt?
Lie. I'm not gonna lie.
I done been on tour before and went and had some Scarce moments.
Yeah.
I had some Reggie Bush in my life. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, we definitely have some really good products sitting in front of you. Then
yes.
in our next segment, we're gonna
Let's
put your
it.
Palates to the test, all right?
Okay.
Let's
all
go.
Right, we'll be right back for Blindly Baked, guys. Stay tuned.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
You're listening to Cannabis Talk 101.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cannabis Talk 101. the world's number one source for everything cannabis.
What's up, guys? We are back. We're about to jump into Blindly Baked. But before we do that, I wanted to ask you a question, Marty. How long you been smoking that Canagar there?
I think I've been smoking this shit for like 25 minutes now.
I hit it a couple times, too. You passed it to me. It's been
I hope it's gumbo in there. Time.
It's full of gumbo.
It better be gumbo in that Canagar.
Purple Rose Supply. And you know what's crazy? This was an eighth.
There was an eighth.
Yeah,
wow. I didn't even realize that.
But you get this little device. You get to compact it up, grind it up, stuff it, and it lasts the whole session.
It really has lasted like the whole
session. I'm only halfway done, still halfway through
the
show.
Did you invent that?
Nah, this is a homie's company out.
Wow.
Yeah, I want to say Oakland.
Wow, yeah. That's fire. Dope. That's 100%. Super dope.
Yeah, very dope.
We're going to bless you with one at the end of the show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I smoke joints. He smokes one.
So, in front of you guys, you've got three joints, all right?
Yes.
These are infused pre-rolls by West Coast Cure.
Okay.
And what we're going to do is we're going to give you the three names of the three strains that are in those three joints.
Okay.
You just have to pinpoint where they are. So there's numbers on the joints right there.
Mm-hmm.
You guys will smoke each joint. Let us know. We'll give you the names. And then you let us know number one is this, number two is that, and number three is this.
All right, let's do it.
This is our segment, Blindly Baked. You guys ready?
Yeah.
And if
where's the lighter?
If you want, you can go ahead and take a dry drag of the joints if you want to do a dry drag before lighting them up. But let me tell you the names in no particular order, okay? So here are the three strains in no particular order. We got Blue Dream, we got Orange Cookies, and we got Maui Wowie. All right?
Not Maui Wowie. That was the baby used to smoke in Hawaii.
Well, here we
vacation.
Go. Here we go.
Okay, all right.
All right, so one more time. We got Blue Dream, Orange Cookies, or Maui Wowie. All right, they're doing the dry drags right now. It's very terpy.
And you can guess as you smoke each one. You could change any of them up as you're smoking them.
Okay.
All right, so which one are you sparking up? What number?
This is one.
All right, so she's sparking up number one. Let's see where the terps hit on her. Let's see.
And I really like the Jeffries, too.
Oh, Jeffries are good. No, Jeffries smack. They will get you in that spot.
That's orange.
You thinking it's orangey?
Yeah, the number one.
All right. She's thinking right now that the first one might be Orange Cookies. Let's see what he thinks. You give him a toke right here.
Chucky, the commentator, coming through.
My killer dog is in the back, just so everybody knows.
Watch out. Watch out. All right. He's thinking hard. The three strains in no order are Blue Dream, Orange Cookies, and Maui Wowie. All right, he's thinking hard on number one. He's taking a couple. She thinks it's Orange Cookies, maybe.
No way, Blue Dream.
You think it's Blue Dream?
Yep. Mm.
Okay. Really? So what we can do, though, is we'll go ahead and put that, we'll go ahead and say that that's what you're guessing. Get to the end, and then we can see if that's your final answer.
We could do both. So let's have his answers and her answers.
Okay, yeah, if you guys want to split it up.
What do y'all think?
It's up to you guys if you guys want to play as a team.
We're competitive. Yeah. I can say what he picks his own and I pick mine.
Okay, there we go. Okay. Yeah. We're going to need you guys' help in the back, please. Thank you so much. Still number one?
No, this is two.
Is that two?
No, it's not. That's three.
Oh, three, sorry.
Okay, number three. We're on to number three.
I don't know what this is.
I said cookies.
the really? The orange joint? I don't taste that.
All right, so just to be clear, I just want to make sure we're up to speed here.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, your first guess on the first one was orange.
Yeah. Yep.
His guess was Blue Dream.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then on this second one, which is number three.
I think this one is...
the one that you just hit. That you just
passed. The number three, I think that is definitely
you get
Blue
her.
Dream.
You get her.
Okay.
I think three is Blue Dream.
You think three is Blue Dream?
Yeah, for sure.
I got them both.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
Yeah, I got you.
Thank
you.
And what's this?
We're getting a little bit complicated on this Blindly Baked. We got two contestants going at it. They're competitive. We'll see if one of them gets them all right.
This is the first again.
All right,
as always.
This is number two. Joint number two she's hitting.
I think this is Maui Wowie.
And you think number two is Maui Wowie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, so that means that your last one, considering you already guessed the first two.
What was number three that you had guessed?
The second one that you hit.
What was the second one that you hit?
You said that was...
I think he said that was orange.
That was the orange one.
Yeah,
that's
he said
what
Blue
said.
Dream, then
yeah,
he said
that's
orange.
What he said.
So
he's totally
last
wrong.
Be Maui, right?
He's totally wrong.
So let's lock him in real quick. We'll go ahead
and... Lock him in.
We'll repeat him back to you, all right?
He's wrong.
You didn't even got to repeat him. You could tell.
You good? You good? Okay, so let me just look at both of this together, bro.
Drum roll, please.
All right, so I am very happy to say that one of you guys got them all right. Got him all right.
That's the first token with the stars.
First one token with the stars. We've had over, I believe, 17, 15 around, you know, guests. This is the first time that anyone's gotten them all right.
I want to
ask you guys real quick. Who do you think got it right? Who do you think got it right?
Me, for sure.
You think that's right? You think it's right? That is right. Her palette is on point.
I wonder who taught her.
Come on. But you did get one right. You got the Maui Waui
You
right.
did get one right.
One right.
That's what she's there for.
I rubbed off on him.
So just to let you know, before this, we had maybe 5 or 6 people that were tied for first place because they only got one right.
I got first
right.
place?
So now you're first
Bring
place.
Bring in my prize. Now she's first. Bring in my prize.
We got to finish the second season.
I'm so competitive.
Bam.
Yeah, we got a couple more episodes in the second season, but I believe you're going to hold it out.
Yeah, definitely.
Over 15, 16 episodes, and we didn't have anyone get all three right, and boom, she walks in.
I'm hyped about this.
Thank you very much.
Historical moment.
Thank you very much. I just want to thank my uncles who smoke pot in my house since I'm 5 years old. Thank you, Uncle Gary and Uncle Paul. Queen Chiba.
Lovely.
Shout out to
Yes, Poison Ivy.
Poison Ivy.
Well, we appreciate both of you guys being Thank on Blind and Baked. We'll go ahead and we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, talk about what you guys got coming up in the future, yeah?
Amazing. Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back, guys.
Yo. History was made.
Let's go.
You're listening to Cannabis Talk 101.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis.
Yeah, welcome back to Talking with the Stars on the amazing Cannabis Talk 101. Yeah. Shout out my guys.
Cannabis Talk, let's go.
My guys and gals. Just to let y'all know, it's been about 30 minutes and I'm still smoking this Canagar.
Smoking the Canagar.
Wow. Can I pass this to you? Can you help me with this? Thank you. So what's going on next with Gumbo? What's coming in the future? Anything else we need to know? Any secrets y'all might want to tell?
Yeah, we have a lot of edibles coming, a lot of women's products. I am sleep deprived, so I have a sleep edible coming. I've been testing it for 6 months. It's the only thing I've ever had that puts me right to sleep, keeps me to sleep.
Wow.
And when I get up, I'm not groggy.
I gotta Lovely. Try that.
Yeah, Lovely. So it's really amazing. We have that coming. We also are doing a flagship store of basically a gumbo smoke shop in Harlem.
Oh, that sounds dope.
Money making Harlem.
We're in Harlem.
On 135th Street.
Okay.
So yeah, we're doing a big smoke shop with all our products, CBD line, everything, our wrap snack, everything that we have.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Yeah. So if you would like to franchise that, you can DM one of us or call us on 917-364-7122.
There it is.
Yeah, you just got the info straight up, so now you got no excuses.
No excuses.
That's
no
for the real hustlers out there.
I can't wait for that to go on.
Oh, it's going to be crazy.
Is there a date? Is there a date that that's dropping, or are you guys still planning it?
We're still doing it. We have to do, like, you know, we want it to be real nice and pretty. And
I'm
going to
be out
there
for it. I'm going to be out there for it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Make sure you're tuning
in. When we do the opening,
I'll
definitely hit you.
Thank you so much.
Every Monday night. Fire Trap Radio.
At midnight.
12 to 2.
Please.
Yeah, check it out. Listen to it.
Rap snacks in full effect. Gumbo flavored.
Yeah.
Rap snacks. Gummy edibles on the way.
Yee.
Gumbo. Bow.
I cannot wait for those edibles, too.
Oh, they're so good. And our regular edibles, they taste so amazing.
Yeah.
No
aftertaste. Sometimes
you don't
like to eat an edible because of the aftertaste.
Yeah.
But these, you don't have that problem.
That's good. That's good. And I'm actually excited because what you said about how it helps you sleep. Because for me, I need that 100%. Like, some edibles hit, some edibles don't. If you're telling me that you've had that same problem and you've formulated what needs to happen, I'd like to try that.
And also, you guys all realize my palate is impeccable. I'm the only one who won the challenge, so you know they're going to taste good because I'm really an edible person.
You got talking shit right.
Yeah, you know.
I'm
really her. I really do this for real. Poison Ivy.
I told her well.
I think this has been one of my favorite shows, definitely.
Thank you for having us.
I love y'all for having us.
Because the majority of our, you know, our guests have been like friends and people that we've known already.
Oh, wow.
So for us to have y'all not knowing each other at all and we vibe, like, I really, yeah.
Oh,
it's dope. Everything
you,
y'all got going on, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Everything you guys got going on.
Yeah, thank
congratulations.
You.
Thank you so
that
much.
That shit was amazing.
Thank you.
Let the people know where to find you, find a brand, you know, any websites, ads, all of that.
We have vapes on thegumboshop.com. My at is at Alexis Major. Luca.
And my at is flytrap_biggumbo.
And we also have with the official blue check, not that shit y'all paid for.
Oh, yeah.
flytrap_official.
Blue check.
Come on, talk that shit. This ain't no 2023 shit.
Yeah, wow.
lovely. Well, we appreciate you guys being on the show.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you.
And Marty, how do we wrap up every show? What do we tell people to do?
As I continue to smoke this can of garn, it's been 35 minutes.
35 minutes.
Wow.
Stay high and goodbye.
Stay high and goodbye, guys.
And
thank
I'm
you so
up
much.
This gumbo, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Later, guys.
Cannabis Talk 101. The world's number one source for everything cannabis.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.